This is Greg. Can I help you?
Hey, Greg. How you doing? This is Mario.
Hey, Mario. How you doing?
How's it going, brother? I know we've been trying to complete the process with you, but it seems we've been catching you quite occupied.
I'm sorry. I can't. Hold on 1 second. I'm printing something out.
Mm-hmm. No worries. Take your time.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm done with that now.
No, I said it seems like we're trying to complete the process with you, but we've been finding you quite busy. What seems to be going on, Gary?
Well, I haven't, I didn't know I was going to have to read through this whole contract and say, I didn't know that at the time. Otherwise, it's complete.
There's no contract with us, Gary. There's no contract. It's a verbal agreement. It's a month-to-month basis. We don't have contracts here, Gary.
Well, it was that thing that when I talked to that other gentleman, he said, you got to prove all this. And I just didn't have time to read it yet.
Oh, yeah,
I just don't know what that says, and I can't sign it without reading it, because I don't know you guys,
No, I definitely.
If you were one of my furnace men, which would replace 10 furnaces for me, I'd pretty much say, just go ahead and do it, just like I did right now. Just get it done.
They're talking about the terms. Okay, what that is, let me know when you have a second. I'll go over it with you. It's actually really quick. I just realized what it is.
It's a term. It's about, I don't know. It's, I had it. Like, hold on a second.
So,
I got to put this where it needs
okay.
to go.
Okay. Okay.
You got to go to hell. Let's go over there. Let's see. Sales. Can I put that thing in here? Let me see if it's here.
Here, I'll send it right over to you, so I'll show you what it is.
No, I've got it right here.
That's it. It's one that says initial invoice.
Display. Thank you for choosing for the blah, blah, blah. Okay, it's got an invoice. Okay,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
I just sent it to
fine.
You again, but there's a little link on there that's on blue that says click here to accept terms. Do you see that?
But I got to read it before I accept it.
Okay. No, that's perfectly fine. So the subscription terms, again, they're subscription terms, Greg. They're not a contract, okay? It's a subscription term. So what it says, when you open that up, if you go to the bottom, you're going to see your phone number.
Hold on 1 second. Okay. I got to put this one I'm in.
Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I got to put this in the right file.
Okay.
Tail 2420B, 2024A. Okay. All right. Now let's go into, this is going to go into a different email. Oh, no, it's just my email. Sorry. And of course, I got to go back now. Oh, fuck. I hate this shit. Sorry for the.
No worries, brother. You're good.
Yeah, maybe I'll get, go. Oh, okay, wait, all right. Okay, that's the initial invoice. I see that. Is that what you just sent?
And the one I just sent, open that one up, and then on there, it's going to be a little link that says, click here to accept subscription terms or subscription, something of that
confirm
nature.
Confirm signature, it says. Sign here, I didn't know I was going to get this ahead of time. And it's got all these pages to it, all this stuff on it.
Most of the stuff on there is the services that we offer. A lot of those things don't apply to you because you are on a month-to-month basis. The one I set you up in is a month-to-month basis.
When I was younger, we had a handshake, and everybody didn't screw anybody else, so you didn't have to worry about it. Nowadays, Jesus Christ.
Give me a second. Okay, I'm back there. So, did you click on the one that says, please click here to accept the subscription terms? Did you click on that?
Well, no, because I got to read this whole thing first. It looks like I got to send it to my attorney first. I mean, you know, it's just there's so much stuff in here. I mean, it's just I know it's done by attorney.
Yeah, if you look at the subscription terms, there's no need for you to send it to an attorney, Greg. You can read it yourself. It's going over the services that we offer. The services that I set you up on is a flat.
And you know what? And if it was just that, I wouldn't have a problem doing it. And you know, and I was ready to do that, but it wasn't just that. It's all this other stuff that's on
here. No. And that other stuff does not apply to you. Look, if you look at the subscription terms,
then why is it here? Then why is it here?
Because it's services that we render, Greg. We don't have contracts. We've been doing this for 20 years. No one has ever been on a contract with us. It's a month-to-month service. You have the right to cancel this at any time. The subscription terms basically says you'll see your phone number and you'll see two boxes under there. The first box says that you give us permission to call or text your phone number whenever we need to. That's all we're asking you to check out. And then the second box, which says that the information you provided us for payment is correct. That's it. We're not asking you to sign a contract. We're not asking you to, you know, sign anything that's going to compromise you or make you stay with us for a certain amount of time. Nothing of that nature. Okay? All we're saying, hey, do we have your permission to call or text you when we need to? That's it. So
it's not it because it's here, a cancellation and refunds. If you have an order disorder from us, the following section will apply. You may cancel your services at any time by contract client support.
That's correct. That's telling you there that this is not a contract, that you can cancel this at any time because we don't have contracts there. This is like the first time we spoke.
Okay, what's a seasonal hold? Seasonal hold is on here.
Let's say, because a lot of clients, like let's say that, you know, we have clients that do landscaping. We have clients that do like snow shuffling or, snow removal. During particular seasons, they like and they're allowed to put their accounts on hold. Right, where they're not canceling the account, they're just putting in a hold for a particular amount of time until they want to reactivate the account. Again, that does not apply to you at this time because you're not putting your account on hold, which you do have a right to do so, or you can just simply cancel the account if you don't want to continue the service. But again, we're not setting you up on any contract or binding you to be with us anytime, certain length. This is month to month, Greg. You know, that's all it is. It's a month to month verbal service agreement. Right? So
it's not verbal. I can see that by all this stuff that's here.
Right. Well, we agree upon, hey, you know, we're going to do this for you. We're going to put you on Google.
And we did. We all agreed on it. That was little. Uh-huh. Then I get this thing that comes through to me that's 5 pages long. And I just haven't had time to read it. I've got three furnaces I'm replacing on units right now. I got, I got buildings that we're trying to get, stuff done to before the winter hits.
Right.
It's just,
right.
I'm busy, you know, I'm just busy and I'm 75 and I don't have the energy that you guys have. What's this here? Okay.
I know. We talked about that day that we spoke. You know, I know we shared a lot of things, especially with politics. Believe me, I'm not one to try to pull your leg or pull a wool over your head, Greg. I mean, I'm not that guy. I'm very straight up and very straight shooter with you from the get-go. Take your time and go over it. I mean, you're going to, you know, see that it's a lot of the services that we offer with Facebook, with Apple,
I got a question. I just see right here right now.
Okay, go ahead.
We get 30 minutes a month worth of support. Okay, if it's more than that, then you get 5 hours increments at $375 per each occurrence. If the client has been paying a client for less than 6 months, he decides to cancel and retain a website, he must prepay 12 months of hosting. So, I mean, it's not just,
it's for the clients that set up their website so we can host their website. That does not apply to you, Greg. You're on a flat $249 a month service agreement with us. That does not apply to you. That applies. We have a lot of clients that just want us to host their website, and that's all we do for them. That's for them. Again, you are on a flat 249. Doesn't matter what you do. You can call us and speak to us for 50 hours if you want. That 249 rate will never change for you. Okay, and keep in mind that all these calls are being monitored and recorded. Okay, so there's nothing that I'm telling you that I'm trying to pull your leg over, because you can always ask for them to pull the calls, and that's what the company would do right away, is pull the calls and verify that I'm telling you exactly what it is. And what it is, you are on a month-to-month service, which is $249 flat rate. That's the only thing that applies to you, is $249 a month. It doesn't matter how many calls you get, like I told you before. We're not Angie's List. We're not Home Advisor. I know you see all those because they're all different services that we provide for different clients. If it was a service that pertained to you, believe you me that I would have gone over it with you and clarified it for you. Okay, because I like to be very transparent. I'm not trying to hide anything from you. Again, this is a month-to-month service, and the service that I placed you on was a flat $249 a month. Again, it didn't matter how many calls, how many phone calls, how many messages, how many times.
Let me just read through this.
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. Take your time. If you want, I'll give you a call tomorrow when you have more time. Once you read through it, and if you have more questions, I'll be more than happy to answer them for you, guys.
I'm going to have dinner right now. I'll leave this up. I'll come back and read through it.
I'll make notes
and call me back tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll give you a call back tomorrow. No worries, Greg.
I'd like to get this up and running.
I know you do, but you're just crossing your T's and dotting your I's, brother. I don't blame you one bit. I will give you a call tomorrow, and then again, I'll make sure to clarify everything for you, and I think once you have a more firm understanding, you'll see exactly what I'm referring to.
Okay.
Okay, Greg. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.